I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast.
My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Here are five supplements that can immediately boost dopamine that you can feel within 10 to 20 minutes after dosing. What I'm going to do is take a look at some powerful dopaminergic supplements and nootropics that can dramatically increase mood, motivation, and energy levels and increase a lot of the associated effects that we see with increasing dopamine. So before we get into five key supplements that can immediately boost dopamine, first of all, let's take a look at the key functions of dopamine in the brain and body. So number one is within the mesocortical pathway, dopamine can affect cognition, memory, attention, emotional behavior, and also learning. Within the nigrostriatal pathway, dopamine is important for movement and sensory stimuli. And then within the mesolimbic pathway, dopamine affects the pleasure and reward pathways, affects pleasure and reward seeking behaviors, addiction, emotion, and perception. So we can see that dopamine has some very broad spectrum effects in the way that we function and feel on a daily basis. So supplement number one to immediately boost dopamine is L-phenylalanine. And we're looking at a dosage of around 500 milligrams to about 1,000 milligrams. Now, this is an essential amino acid. L-phenylalanine is something that you've probably already consumed as part of your diet if you've eaten any food today that is rich in protein. So, for example, if you've had chicken, fish, steak, maybe nuts or seeds, there's a very good chance you've consumed L-phenylalanine. So L-phenylalanine being an essential amino acid can actually get converted into dopamine via the phenylalanine hydroxylase enzyme pathway. So we can see phenylalanine goes down into tyrosine, then from tyrosine it goes down via the tyrosine hydroxylase enzyme
into L-DOPA and then via DOPA decarboxylase into dopamine. And then let's not forget that if you're increasing this pathway through increasing these substrates such as phenylalanine or tyrosine, that will eventually also get converted into norepinephrine and also epinephrine. So we can see that L-phenylalanine, which, by the way, I personally use L-phenylalanine under the tongue. I open up the capsule and put it under the tongue and I let it sit there and dissolve. It obviously tastes disgusting, but it is a very effective way at actually raising dopamine, and it's something that I can feel very instantly, like extremely quickly. So L-phenylalanine is also beneficial because it goes down and hits the PEA pathway. So it can also raise levels of phenethylamine, and phenethylamine is the body's own amphetamine. And so this is something that's feelable or noticeable, I guess, if you've had a very big dose of dark chocolate. That can also increase that phenethylamine pathway and increase mood, motivation, and confidence and drive. Supplement number two is Mucuna pruriens. Now, Mucuna pruriens, also known as velvet bean, is extremely high risk, but it is indeed a supplement that you will definitely feel within 30 minutes after dosing. So Mucuna pruriens is indeed a historic or traditionally used medicine in Ayurvedic medicine, in Indian medicine, and it has a small amount of L-DOPA present within this particular herb itself. So bear in mind that even though Mucuna pruriens will definitely increase dopamine and you will feel the effects, you will feel the heightened energy, the increased arousal, the motivation, you'll get a surge in energy, it is extremely high risk. And I say this because it contains L-DOPA. Now, this means that it should be used very sparingly. We want to be using, well, if we're using Mucuna pruriens, it's not something you want to be taking every single day, as it can actually become highly addictive and habit-forming. And then after, let's say you've used Mucuna pruriens for 7 days straight, and then you decide to stop taking Mucuna, you will definitely notice withdrawals and you'll feel absolutely terrible the day that you decide not to take Mucuna. So this means that it's similar to nicotine in my opinion. It can, you know, massively increase dopamine and mood and motivation, but if you stop taking Mucuna pruriens, you will definitely notice the withdrawal and come down. In fact, when I used Mucuna pruriens for 3 days straight and then stopped abruptly, I honestly felt really flat and I had a very low mood. It was a big, big come down and I didn't enjoy that experience. So that made me avoid using Mucuna pruriens on a consistent basis. And in addition to this, Mucuna pruriens will definitely lower prolactin. And so Mucuna pruriens being a prolactin inhibitor can actually help with increasing testosterone, increasing arousal and ejaculation frequency. So Mucuna pruriens is risky, but it is definitely noticeable, but it should be used very sparingly. You can see this study here was titled The Magic Velvet Bean of Mucuna pruriens in the Journal of Traditional and Complementary Medicine. You can see in this particular study, they praise this particular herb as magical and a herb that can help with many mental disorders. Now, it's important to note that Mucuna doesn't provide the body with dopamine directly. It's the L-DOPA in Mucuna pruriens that supports the natural production of dopamine in the brain and in the nervous system. But unlike dopamine, L-DOPA actually passes through the blood-brain barrier into the central nervous system where it can be converted into dopamine. So this is something I really want to highlight and identify and explain to you guys. It's not that simple to just take dopamine. You can't just take dopamine and then, you know, hope that you get a dopaminergic boost from it. Dopamine will be degraded and it will break down in the stomach acid. It's not bioavailable. And that's why we need to be using these precursors, these building blocks to dopamine. So that's really important to note. Supplement number 3 is 9-methylbetacarbolene or 9-MBC. Now, 9-MBC stands for 9-methylbetacarbolene, and 9-MBC is a nootropic agent and research chemical with a pronounced action on the brain with multifaceted applications. But unlike other nootropics, 9-MBC has long-lasting effects in the brain. Although it is subjectively felt acutely, it works via upgrading the infrastructure for dopamine and neurovascular functioning to support cognitive enhancement. So how was it discovered? Well, 9-MBC was first identified as a potential neuroprotective agent in 2008 by researchers in Germany, although there were studies conducted on this compound many years prior. It was initially found to be of interest due to its ability to upregulate tyrosine hydroxylase, the enzyme responsible for converting the amino acid L-tyrosine into the dopamine precursor L-DOPA and thus create more dopamine in the brain. So here's an anecdotal report of 9-MBC. This guy said, overall, 9-MBC has been calming, though very subtle. I also believe that it has increased my ability to focus on tasks. This is also very subtle and you have to take notice to it. I can also report that my anxiety is also down. Once again, subtle, and I have not used stimulants or abused drugs, so I cannot comment on that. There was no change to my ability to drink caffeine. I drink my regular 2 to 3 cups of coffee without any impact. So libido. Looking over the 30 days, my libido has seen a sizable increase. I think I'm going from 10 milligrams to 20 milligrams. I saw the biggest jump in libido. I think a lot more about sex now. I also want to engage in it more often. Went from 1 to 2 times a week to wanting it most days. Overall, I will note a positive change there. Side effects, nothing to note here. No GI or headaches. So this next user also said, I've been using 15 to 30 milligrams once a day in the mornings for only a week now, and my 40 milligrams of Vyvanse dosage is back at full throttle. The magic is back. I'm literally back at stage 1 of amphetamine, the drug you love to hate. It's as if I took it for the first time, and honestly, I think I'd prefer dropping to 20 milligrams now. I used to take 80 to 160 milligrams of Vyvanse for a while too, so I can attest to the fact that 9-MBC works. It's very easy to source online and has solid nootropic benefits too. If I were to rank effectiveness on tolerance reversal and repairing subjective damage from continued amphetamine usage, it would go number 1, 9-MBC, number 2, bromantane, number 3, BPC-157, then the rest. Highly recommended. This stuff instantly erases withdrawals and reverses tolerance. What more could you ask for? So here are the key features of 9-MBC. 9-MBC has a direct influence on the dopamine system, specifically targeting dopamine neuronal health via number 1, stimulation, protection, regeneration, restoration, repair, and revitalization. So the key 6 areas in which 9-MBC really works on are stimulation, protection, regeneration, restoration, repair, and revitalization. Supplement number 4, uridine monophosphate. Uridine monophosphate is definitely a supplement that you will notice within 20 minutes after dosing sublingually. Now, uridine monophosphate will be linked in the video description below if you do want to trial and experiment with uridine monophosphate. So the key study that really excites me with uridine is this particular study here. Obviously, it was a study done in rats, but this is something that a number of nootropic enthusiasts and biohackers and experimenters have noticed with uridine monophosphate. Dietary uridine 5 monophosphate supplementation increases potassium-evoked dopamine release and promotes neurite outgrowth in aged rats. So the dosages we're looking at is between 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams. So this is the rough dosage that is suggested to boost dopamine, and uridine monophosphate really helps you to get shit done. And this is something that I've personally used for a number of years to help build my business, my company, and to help me get through my exam period. I mean, I was the ducks of my year level, so I achieved the highest grades in my year level for naturopathy. And so uridine monophosphate was an instrumental piece to that, you know, success.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Yes. Supplement number 5 is theacrine or theacrine. Now, the dosage we're aiming for is 200 milligrams orally. This is best used early in the morning. This doesn't really have an immediate effect, but it can have more of a longer lasting effect. And so this study here identifies that theacrine does indeed activate dopaminergic receptors. This study here was titled Locomotor Activation by Theacrine, a purine alkaloid structurally similar to caffeine, involvement of adenosine and dopamine receptors. So that pretty much wraps up today's podcast episode. If you learned something new, please do me a favor and leave a 5-star review for the podcast channel. Otherwise, guys, thank you so much for listening in. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.